ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. You can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at the website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create that life that you desire. So that address again to go to is AskSueLondon.com. Now, I want to invite you to mark your calendars for November the 28th. Because on November 28th, I will be delivering the first inspiring talk during an event called the I Thrive Telesummit. This is a healing event for cancer survivors and caregivers and anyone else that needs hope and inspiration. So for more details about that event, go to my website calendar at AskSueLondon.com. Now, something to take note of, you have to sign up for this free event in advance. So check that out now and then get signed up, and then you'll start receiving the downloads on November 28th, and you can listen to it each day at your convenience. So check that out for starting November 28th. And for anyone who lives in the Rhode Island area, in Westerly and surrounding area, I'm going to be at our radio station, WBLQ, on Wednesday, December the 7th, from 5 o'clock till 9 p.m., doing a book signing, meeting you all, and sharing lots of hugs. You're even going to have the opportunity to meet my famous producer I talk about, Chris, and my much-talked-about husband, Ross. So for any of you who are not familiar with the location of our station, that address is 16 High Street, Westerly, Rhode Island. And again, that date is Wednesday, December the 7th. So come out and say hi and pick up your personally autographed copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Now, I've got some good news I just have to share with y'all. Last week, you may remember, I was asking you all for help. My wonderful producer, Chris, he spilled spaghetti on his new car seat, and it got stained. And so, Chris, do you want to tell them what happened?
Well, after your plea for help, first of all, my own mother came to me and said, I can't believe that new vehicle that you had, you were eating in it. And I said, no, I wasn't eating. I was actually just transporting food from home to the radio station. And then Lena, my significant other and wonderful woman, she said, okay, Chris, I've got this. I don't even know what it's called. I'm going to call it goop. Okay, because that's what it is. It felt like hair gel in a parquet margarine tub, and I just dipped my hands in and rubbed it all over the seat. And I got to tell you, it smelled like lemon for a day. And then I looked down; I don't see it anymore. So I think it's cured.
So the moral of the story, folks. Thanks for helping me help Chris. And Chris, you're never going to eat spaghetti again, are you, my friend?
I can't say that. I'm half Italian, Sue. Come on.
Oh, we'll work on that. So, folks, thanks again for calling and sharing all your remedies. I really appreciate it, just as Chris does. Now, folks, 15 years ago, I was given the best gift a person could ever receive in their life. I was told that I had just 30 minutes to live in my life. I went through a near-death experience, being told that it wasn't my time. I was sent back from that white light. I was told that I had to come back and I had to help millions of people and animals. Well, in 5 days, I will celebrate my 49th birthday. And in our family, when it's your birthday, it's a holiday. So next Wednesday, my children, my 5-year-old little grandson, and my husband will be joining me for a wonderful day of giving thanks for my gift of life. Now, 15 years ago, it was a new start for me, a rebirth, I call it. And the first step of becoming the new me was that I had to learn to love myself. And today, you're going to learn how loving yourself can and will change your life forever. And my special guest is going to help me help you today is actress / healer Dee Wallace. Now, let me tell you about this amazing lady. Dee Wallace, well, she became an icon in the role that would define motherhood for a generation as Mary in E.T., the extraterrestrial. Her 130 films range from some of the scariest to the funniest ever made, including Cujo, The Howling, 10, The Frighteners, and Critters. She has starred in 4 television series and more than 400 commercials and is one of Hollywood's most sought-after TV guest stars. A beloved acting coach, she's also an internationally known healer. She's got 2 global radio shows and a series of healing seminars. Dee's empowering book that I all want to encourage you to read is called Bright Light. It takes readers along on Dee's emotional, spiritual, and professional journey. Now, you can learn about Dee Wallace and her book that's called Bright Light at her website, imdwallace.com. I'm going to spell it for you. It's imdwallace.com. imdwallace.com. So without any further delay, let's get Dee on the show. So Dee, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
I'm here.
I'm so excited.
You know, listening to you just makes me smile.
Oh, really?
It does. I just get your energy, you know?
Yeah.
It's great. It's just great. So thanks for having me.
Well, you know, I'm so excited. And, you know, I have to share a story with you because don't you find that you're always put in the right place at the right time to help people?
Yep.
Well, this is what happened for me today. I'm doing this, I don't know how I call it. I guess it's a plan. There's a doctor that I'm working for that they have this new program where you can have your blood cells checked and they can tell you exactly the food that you need to eat. It's not eating for your blood type. It's not that, but it works with your cells.
Wow. Is chocolate in there?
I don't think so.
Well, I ain't taking it then.
it's personally for you, right? So I had to go today, this morning, and I had to go and give my blood work. So I'm sitting at the lab, and I always, before I go anywhere every day, I always ask for my angels to, you know, send me to the right people to help them and, you know, help me give them what they need. So I'm sitting there, and I said to the nurse, you know what, like, it's going to be really hard for you to get blood out of me. I can tell you now, my veins really are not the best. Yes, she confirmed that. And so we're talking. And so she was asking me, you know, what I seemed healthy. And I said, oh, I'm healthy as anything. And I'm doing this program with this blood and food. And so we started talking and I said, yeah, I'm going to be sharing with all my listeners on the radio show so they can learn more about my journey, taking my health to a higher level. And so she goes, oh, you're a radio host. And I said, yes, I am. And she said, oh my gosh. She says, I am just going through such bad stuff right now. I've been divorced for 10 years. Nothing is good. And it just started coming out of me what she needed to hear. And it was just so empowering. So to that lady at the blood clinic that I was at today, just know that, you know, you can achieve anything you set your mind to. And so I know today that Dee and I will inspire you to think big and know that anything is possible. So, you know, that was just one thing that happened for me today, and it just continues. But, you know, Dee, do you have a story similar like that to share?
Oh, just about every day in my life.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and sometimes it's just in passing, somebody at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a smile. you know, where you send your energy or a wish for their balance or their joy or their return to their love for themselves. So, we receive it so much from the animal kingdom.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
So there's, I coined this word that I love, recidive, which is what I am hoping that the entire world achieves living in, is like a good hug, you know? When you give somebody a good hug and they hug you back, you're giving and receiving that love at the same time, instantaneously, in the moment of now.
Yep.
And when we can all live in our hearts,
uh-huh,
and not our minds, we tend to live a lot more in recidive.
Yeah, you know, it's so true. Like, I know for me to go and meet someone at a business meeting, you know, it used to be, well, you shake their hand, you say hello in the first time meeting. I've never been like that. I have to hug the person, and I hug them.
Goodbye.
And my poor husband, well, he's given up. He used to say, Sue, that's not professional. You're supposed to shake hands. And I say, that's not me. And so now I find him hugging people during his business meeting now. So just know, any of you guys... Go ahead.
You had the guts to be authentic.
Oh, that's
well, and I think that's really important, because most of us are taught that it's not safe to be authentic.
Oh, yeah.
In the world.
And, you know, I know you have a story about this. Myself, too. I was held back as a child and wasn't my true self. And I just saw more and more things happening for me that, you know, really confirmed I had to step into my true self. And that giving hugs and sharing the smiles and telling people I love them and I'm grateful for them, that's when things shifted for me. And the fact, mm-hmm, I had to start off by saying, I love you, Sue. And that was not easy at all.
No, that's where we all have to start. As far as I'm concerned,
yes,
that's the cornerstone that the whole building of us and our life is based on.
Absolutely.
And, of course, what's the first thing you're taught?
Yeah.
Not to do that. Give yourself away. You know, take care of everybody else at the expense of yourself. And certainly not acknowledge your own magnificence. I talk a lot about that in Bright Light. And how it wove itself through all of my career,
mm-hmm,
and my recreation of myself. And I think it's so important that I did a complete workshop called the I Love Me Play Shop. And it was just 2 days of experiential loving ourselves.
Yes.
Because, you know, when we can love and celebrate ourselves, we really do get the God that we are.
Absolutely. Now, what I want to do, Dee, is I want to go to a break, and then we come back. I want you to share with everybody your story so that they know kind of what you've been through. Does that sound good?
Oh, okay.
Good. Okay, folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my special guest here today is Dee Wallace. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Dee and I are going to inspire you some more. Now, as a reminder, I want you to know that you can call in today, and you can ask Dee your questions. So that number, the switchboard that you call, is 800-930-2819. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mtheholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
The world one listener at a time.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My special guest today is actress and healer Dee Wallace, and we are inspiring you today to love yourself. So before we go any farther, Dee, can you share your story with everyone? Because it's quite an amazing story, and I want everyone to see where you came from.
Well, I will. And before I do, I just want everyone to be quite conscious of the fact that we all have a story.
Yes.
We all, have been loved, abused, abandoned, used, hurt in some way. We all have a story. Some of us, some of our stories may be more dramatic than others. And we all have them. And to truly love yourself is to put your story down. Not negate it, not judge it, but to go, okay, that's my story, and from here, I create me.
Yes.
So my story was I grew up in Kansas City. We were very poor household. My father was a salesman. My mom was a secretary. I grew up in one of those households where most moms didn't work, mm-hmm. but mine did. And so I came home to grandma every day, and I so much gratitude that I had a wonderful grandma to come home to. Mm-hmm. My dad was a severe alcoholic most of his life, couldn't hold a job, tried committing suicide twice in my bed, thank you very much, and finally succeeded behind a bar.
Wow.
And we lived with my grandparents. Now, in the middle of all that, you have to understand, I was always very loved and honored in my family.
Okay.
But I was given the role of caretaker very early on, and I was the little six-year-old blonde that went to the door to tell all the bill collectors that Mommy and Daddy weren't home, but I'd given them the message, right?
Yes.
Which ties in a lot of negativity with money.
Yes.
Which I've worked through and share in Bright Light. Share a lot of lessons that of how I created myself from being conscious of the messages I was given when I was younger. So through all of that, somehow I still held on to my Bright Light. And I was married to Christopher Stone, my wonderful soulmate of 18 years. And then before he turned 55, he died of a heart attack.
Wow.
And I was hurt a lot in the business that I'm in. And, so I fell to my knees one night and railing at God or whomever was up there.
Yeah.
I don't want to be this way anymore. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be a victim. I want my light back, and I want a way we can heal ourselves.
Yes.
Those were the key words. And ask and you receive. So immediately I started hearing messages.
Okay.
And, you know, at first, like all of us, you think, oh, well, those are interesting thoughts. I wonder where I came up with those.
Yeah, exactly.
You,
yeah.
You know, and I kept hearing, use the light within you to heal yourself, Dee.
Yeah.
Use the light within you, because it's not about anybody else's light. People can guide you. People can give you information. People can give you guidance. Ultimately, nobody can heal you but you and your own light. And that's really why I wrote Bright Light, because I didn't know that before.
Okay.
I didn't know that I could take my power back, and that indeed I had to take my power back if I was going to create me and then the life that I wanted. And notice that I said me first.
Yes.
Because I think people in the New Age spirituality really get that confused.
Yes.
Even in The Secret, the focus is very much on, I'm going to do this to get that.
Yes.
And really, what we need to know is the only reason we're doing any of it is to create us.
Yes.
Create us as joy. Create us as peace. Create the balance that we want within us. Create us being in gratitude, whether it's a house or a box. Right? So when we truly create ourselves, then the perspective and the creation that goes out from us automatically has to get and manifest from the point of view of who we are.
Right.
So the most important thing we can do is to create us first. And the most important thing in that is to love yourself. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more. You cannot love yourself enough.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that for me, part of my story, you may know, is that I was an only child, and I was always told we never had any more children because, you know, you were too busy, or because of you, we never had more. So I had a lot of self-worth issues. And then I married someone, and he was abusive, and I thought, well, it had to be me. So I had lots of worthy issues, right? And so my first step, you know, after I started over, and I had this coach say, I want you to get in front of the mirror, and I want you to say, I love you, Sue. Do you know it took me 3 weeks of going into the bathroom? And Dee, as you know, a lot of us girls spend a lot of time in the bathroom, right? And every time I'd go in the bathroom, I'd get in front of the mirror, and I thought, I can't do it. I couldn't even look at myself. And finally, after 3 weeks, I got in there, and I looked in the mirror, and I looked at myself in the eye, and I said, I love you. And that was so empowering for me. Now, is there a technique that you did that was similar, or something different? Like, how did you start loving yourself? What did you do?
Well, first, I chose to.
Yes.
And everything starts with a choice.
Yes, right? Absolutely. Absolutely.
And nobody else is going to come forward unless it's you and me and a few others that go, this is really where you have to start. You have to start loving yourself, because most people are still saying that's egoistic and self-centered and blah, 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 blah. Right.
Yep. Yes.
So ultimately, when you give yourself up to take care of everybody else, you enable them and you move into resentment.
Yes.
Now, when you truly love yourself so much that you have filled yourself up so much that you have to share that. That comes from a whole different place.
Yes.
That doesn't come from, I better do this or else I'm not a good person, or I'm going to feel guilty if I don't take care of it. Mm-hmm. Those things come from a negative intention, right?
Yes.
For want of a better word. I don't really believe in the polarities.
Yeah.
But that's how we describe them. And I think the moment that I really got it mm-hmm. was I was talking to my big brother, who's my soulmate, and mm-hmm. There are no words to describe how much I love my big brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having a hard day, and he said to me, Pee-wee, I want to apologize. And I said, apologize for what? And he said, oh, I just thought I was going to be so much more successful and be able to give you so much more than I have, and I'm sorry. And my heart just welled, so you can hear it in my voice again.
Yeah, I hear it.
And I said, but don't you know that just by being here and loving me, you have given me more than I ever need. Just by being you, you have given me enough. And when we hung up, I thought, now when I can see myself that way,
mm-hmm.
I will really know I'm there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That just me being me
mm-hmm.
is giving me everything I need.
Yeah.
And it was I could viscerally feel it in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are able to feel it and experience it in our heart, we really get it. Again, you know, I'm on this big campaign to truly lose your mind. Lose your mind. Lose your mind, because the heart is your consciousness. The heart is your intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the truth resides, and we just are so taught to go back to our head and doubt and question and judge, right?
Absolutely.
And really screw ourselves up, especially around self-love.
And, you know, like, I can get in front of that mirror now, and I'm proud of myself. I can get in there, and my kids, honestly, they think I'm weird. They love me, but then when they hear mom in the bathroom saying, oh, Sue, you are just such a great person. You're such a giving, loving person, and you're having such a great hair day today. You're looking awesome. You know,
that's the important thing too.
You know, I think so, right? And so they'll say, "Mom, you're so weird." But you know what? I'm teaching. I have four girls, and you know,
and valuable.
Exactly. And I have a little grandson who's five, and he calls me beautiful grandma. And
oh God, don't you love it?
Exactly. And, you know, I it's important to me to teach my kids, my generations, that it's important to love yourself, because when you love yourself, it's a new world. And,
listen, I've got to tell you, have you seen that thing on YouTube, Jessica's Loving Herself in the Mirror?
No.
Oh, you've got to go find it. It's awesome. It's this little girl standing on top of the sink going, I love you, and I love your hair, and I love my home, and I love my
Oh,
you're going to love it. It just makes your heart. I used it in one of my webinars, and people were just, it opens up your heart.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to find that and check that out. We've got to go to another break. I am so wrapped up in talking to you. I'm losing track of time here. We're going to get in trouble with our producer.
Oh, no. Chris will forgive us.
Folks, we're going to be right back after this short break, and we're going to inspire you some more, so stay tuned.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie Deluce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie Deluce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie Deluce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie Deluce, your partner.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
The world one listener at a time.
Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
On Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We have a phenomenal show today, folks. I have actress and healer Dee Wallace here, and we're talking about loving yourself today. Dee, I have to ask you, how did you go from being an actress to a healer? How did that unfold?
Well, it's an interesting story. I hit bottom. Now, I want to hurry and say that I think that's kind of a prevalent belief that we have, that in order to ascend and create ourselves anew, we have to hit bottom, we have to die, we have to something, you know, lose everything, whatever. Yeah. I would like to invite your listeners to open themselves to a new belief that we don't have to do that, that we simply can create and create what we want. Right now in this moment. But to answer your question, you know, heard a lot in the business, wasn't working a lot in the business, And then Christopher died while I was shooting the Frighteners. And it just, I hit bottom. And I fell to my knees, railing at whomever, and said, again, I want my life back. I want a way we can heal ourselves.
Yeah.
And as it were, I had a large acting studio of 80 people. And as it were, I had been trained to run energy through my hands during acupuncture to try and get pregnant. And my acting teacher, Charles Conrad, had taught lessons on energy for an hour before we actually started acting every week. And as it were, I ended up with a doctor who did kinesiology.
Okay.
So, you know, the universe had been prepping me with classes in energy for a long time. And they all came together the next day when all this information started coming in. And I took this information into my acting class, and I said, look, I don't know what this is, but I know it's the truth. And I know it's not me. And I want to know if you guys will play with me. Well, everybody was on board. And literally miraculous things happened in my acting studio. Miraculous things happened in my acting studio. And we could see, I was becoming very clairaudient. And I was extrapolating energy that I could see blocks in during their scenes.
Okay, okay.
And so we would stop and we would test it and we would find out what it is, and I would, you know, hear, and we would balance the energy, and lives started changing, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, people started working. Relationships started happening. I think there were 5 marriages.
Wow.
not necessarily within people within the studio, but people who had had severe relationship problems,
okay,
who found their soulmate and are still married today. And this was, what, 15 years ago when this all started.
Yeah.
And people who were had been on antidepressants and anxiety medicine for years went off it. People that had migraines all of a sudden didn't have migraines. So we knew we were onto something. We just didn't know that what we were onto was literally bringing our energy back into alignment, back into balance, and choosing what we wanted instead of choosing to focus on what we didn't want and how were we going to get rid of it.
Good point to make. I'm really glad that you said that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. Yeah.
Even a lot of healers,
yes,
still get really confused in that, you know.
Now, can I ask you something? Do you think that you had these gifts as a young child, but maybe they were blocked with everything you were going through?
I know everybody has them.
Yeah.
Everybody has them.
Yeah.
We're all healers, and the information is available to all of us all the time.
Exactly.
But we have to get ourselves out of the way, and we have to ask.
Yes, and that's the big thing. Listeners, you hear me say that how many times over and over each week? You have to ask. That's the thing that people don't do. Now, let me ask you, Dee, do you think people don't ask because maybe they don't think they're worth it or they don't love themselves enough?
I think that, well, you have to love yourself enough to ask for what you want, don't you?
Yeah, for
otherwise, sure. Otherwise, you know, what's the point? If you're a big piece of garbage, you're not going to ask for what you want.
Yeah.
I think the second thing is that we're taught not to ask for what we want.
Yes.
You know, don't ask for what you want. Don't say you want money, for example. Mm-hmm. Don't say you want success.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to ask for what you want. And the third thing is we're taught it doesn't matter whether we ask.
Yes.
Because if we're supposed to get it, and I'm putting that in quotes, we will. And if we're not supposed to get it, we won't. Well, so that's saying I have no control over the direction of my own life at all.
That's right.
So if that belief is in place, then why would you want to ask? Because you don't have any control anyway.
Right. And listeners, I can tell you personally, myself, every day when I wake up, I go through a routine where I'm very grateful. I share, you know, in my prayers, thank you for giving me another day to be alive. I'm big on that one. And I always ask my angels to, you know, give me what I need. I need help with this. I need the right person to come or, you know, put me in the right place to help. I'm always asking. And that was something that I changed that made my life in a better place.
Yeah, so. I want to talk about this word ask for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I think people get confused.
Yes.
And it's the energy behind how you ask that's so important. See, what you're describing is I have decided clearly what I want this day. And I am asking for it to be delivered to me. Mm-hmm. Am I correct there?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the original meaning, the original definition of ask in mm-hmm. Hebrew and before is claim or demand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people ask from a place of want, mm-hmm. from a place of victimness, and from a place of non-deserving.
Okay.
When you ask from that, mm-hmm. you are saying to the universe, I don't think you're going to give it anyway. I'm not deserving of this, but I'm going to ask for it futilely just in case it'll happen.
Oh,
that doesn't work because the energy, whether you call it God, Atman, Buddha, or the creative force, divine love, whatever your term is mm-hmm. for the energy of the one energy that is creation itself mm-hmm. has got to have direction from you.
Yes. Yeah.
And if it is not clearly directed by you mm-hmm. and then turned over by you for mm-hmm. all energy to come in and support you, the angels, the archangels, the guides, you know.
Yes.
It does. Then you are created on by the society you listen to, by the television, by your partner's limiting thinking.
Yes.
Or expanded thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, if you do not create yourself and take responsibility for that direction, then you become the created upon by mm-hmm. anybody and anything that comes into your consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the whole meaning of ask, I think, is exceptionally important for us to understand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to say that. Now, Dee, we have to go to a break in another minute and a half. But I know, but we have somebody who wants to talk to you first. Can we take a quick caller?
Sure.
Okay, so, Chris, do you want to bring Nadine on the call?
Yeah, she's on right now.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Nadine. Welcome to Get Inspired Radio. Do you have a question
for
Dee?
Excuse me?
Would you like to ask Dee a question?
Well, I'm sorry to say that I just got home and I had missed the call. I was on an appointment, missed the show, and I just listened to the last part. But I just wanted to say I'm a big fan. Like, E.T. was my favorite movie. And
thank you, baby.
Welcome. Were you also in Cujo?
I was.
You were? I thought you were. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm
That's
sorry.
That's my favorite film, actually.
That's what?
That's my favorite film of mine, actually, is Cujo.
Really? Cujo is? Really?
Yeah.
That was kind of scary, though.
Well, I'm
kind of
scared.
The rest of the show. What's that?
Listen to the rest of the show because it's been an awesome show, Nadine.
Yeah, Nadine, we're still live on the show. So, for sure. Stay tuned and keep listening because we're going to have lots more to share with you. So. Good. Well, thanks, Nadine, for calling in. I appreciate it. Dee, we're going to go to a commercial right now. I hate to say it. And folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my very special guest today, Dee Wallace. We have had a phenomenal show, and I hate to say it, but our time is coming down to the end. Dee, we want to talk about how you cured yourself from thyroid, high blood pressure, borderline cholesterol, and depression, because we've got some listeners out there that are thinking it's not possible.
Well, I'm here to tell you I ran the 4-minute mile.
Good
so
for you.
You can too. And I have a lot of clients that have done the same.
Yeah.
So I actually have one beautiful gentleman that we've been working with a couple of years, and he had full-blown AIDS.
Okay.
And literally was just declared AIDS-free.
Wow.
So if he can do it with AIDS, you know you can do it with blood pressure. You know,
yeah.
The first thing they said to me is, well, you know, it runs in your family. So there's
yes.
your first belief.
Yes.
Nothing runs in your family if you want to change it.
You know
you
what,
can be the one that yeah, it doesn't run in, right?
I was told the same thing with Crohn's disease, that we all have it in our family, so get used to it. You'll have it for the rest of your life. But I showed them otherwise, and I've cured Crohn's disease. So,
and let me tell you, I'm going to, hallelujah, praise the Lord on that one.
So, yeah,
I'm going to reiterate what Michael said to me when I interviewed him, and I said, what is it about the work that you think created this miracle?
Yes.
And he said, you taught me to love and accept myself and I was in so much joy when I did, but there was no room for the AIDS anymore.
Yes. How beautiful is that?
Yeah. What a beautiful way to say it. And, you know, guys, when you're joyful, and I mean when your beingness is joyful, every molecule in your body is joyful.
Yes.
And it responds then to the joy of what it is. So, you know, the light and the dark, health and disease, positivity and depression, they all live within us depending on how we create ourselves, what we focus on, and the perspective that we see ourselves and the world through. We're the glass, do you understand? We're the glass. Are we half full or are we half empty?
Yes.
And the only person that defines that is us. So we have to define how we create the glass of us, and then our bodies and our pocketbooks and our relationships and our business all reflect back how we see the glass of us.
Yes. Yeah. So true. And I can tell you too, as I heal, as I grow, as I move to new levels, exactly what you're saying, things improve, things change. And it's so true. And it's the joy. I mean, I can sit and I can, you know, hear my daughter say she what she says is aced an exam. And she's just so joyful. I start to cry because I'm so excited for her that, you know, she's happy. And, you know, when I see somebody, you know, opening a door for somebody, I get so filled with joy because it's nice to see someone doing something nice for somebody else. And that feeling of joy is exactly the place you want to be in, like Dee is saying to you. So powerful. Dee, you're so special. I have to tell you that.
Well, back at you, baby. I told you, you make me smile, just your energy that I get over the airwaves. It's lovely and wonderful.
Yeah, well, thank you. Now, let me ask you, gosh, there's so much I wanted to ask you, and this show is almost over. Is there, let's talk about, you know, why it's so important for the young people, for us to teach young people to celebrate their authentic, powerful self. You and I have been talking about this during the break. Share with our listeners how important this is.
Well, it's the basis of our world, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
And the choices, you know, we're one energy, guys, any way you want to look at it. You strip your bodies away, all our energy falls in with each other. We're one. So the more we empower each other, the more we empower ourselves. And the more we empower ourselves, the more we empower each other. It's that beautiful recipe again.
Yes.
So I just think it's incredibly important for us not to pass on the sins of the fathers, the limitations that we were given. And I see me going back and forth and back and forth, torn between those two worlds all the time with my beautiful 23-year-old daughter. You know, it's important to finish school. You've got to get a high school education. You've got to get a high school education. And yet I know from the healer that I am that, that's really not what it's about.
No, no.
Her success in life is not about becoming a college graduate.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And, absolutely.
And which we know from looking at how many college graduates can't get a job right now.
That's right. Yeah.
When I test, it's much higher for her highest good and more important to teach her to be joyful and happy about who she is. I get a resounding yes.
Yes. Yes.
Because
very well said.
That if she takes that into anything she does, she will win.
Yes.
Because the experience of her life then will be joyful. And I think we're just pressuring our kids with rules and regulations of the more you do, the safer you are.
Mm-hmm.
From the time they're tiny, the more you do, the safer you are. Do. And
yes.
Kids don't have any opportunity these days to learn how to be.
Yes, yes, very well said. Dee, I hate to say this. We are so out of time. And I want in a minute, can you wrap this up? can you tell everybody about your webcast? And they've got to get your book and your radio shows.
Everything you want to know about me, go to iamamdwallace.com. You can go directly to my radio shows. There are links there. You can even buy Bright Light there. Get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I do private healing sessions all over the world every day, and I've got these amazing webinars that are offered on my website, or again, around any subject you would want to get more discernment around and move into your empowerment about. So there's my commercial. I love you. I've had a fabulous time.
And I have to tell everybody, Dee's book is phenomenal. And as we were on break, just behind the scenes, you'll have to check out my blog later, but we were doing some little readings with each other. So I can tell you, this lady, you know, if you're needing help, connect with her. She's amazing. And Dee, you have been a beautiful, wonderful early birthday present for you, for me, my friend. So
I'm so happy I could be a bright light with you today.
You certainly have. So thank you so much, my friend, and continue everything that you're doing, because you're just such a gift to millions.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Thanks. Well, folks, we've had a great show today. Again, you want to check out Dee Wallace at imdwallace.com. Make sure you go to my website, asksuelondon.com. Sign up and get those free videos for 10 weeks. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. And on behalf of my guest, Dee Wallace, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.